You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got important pressing business right now with the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, joining us. Good morning, Commish. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, I was looking at a story that has to do with, you know, farmland and national security and the USDA and their security plan and all that, and Secretary Brooke Rollins. And I said, man, that I've got to talk to the Florida Ag Commissioner about it, because I know we've done some of these moves already in Florida, and as it turns out, you were telling Greg, you've actually got a meeting with her on Friday. So tell us about the connection and what's going on with this bill.
Sure. No, we're very hopeful the federal government will get this done. I know for a fact that President Trump will do an executive order dealing with this. And the reality is that the country, we've said for many years, why doesn't the country follow Florida's lead? Well, many individual states have. In 2023, I believe it was, I put this bill into the farm bill. So I made it illegal for our foreign enemies to buy up agriculture land in the state of Florida or around our sensitive military installations. So that was something that was a major accomplishment for Florida, but the rest of the country. And slowly, there have been other states that are starting to take on this approach also. But I, you know, Brooke now, and the President of the United States, President Trump, is talking about doing it as a national ban. And, you know, we have many things like that in the state of Florida that we've done in the last 5 years that the federal government, now we have all three chambers to be able to do this. So Friday, when I meet with Brooke, we're going to talk about several things. But one of the things we're going to talk about is making sure that foreign enemies, and she'll see our bill and she'll see how we did it. And a bill adopt that at a federal level, it'll make the United States a lot safer.
Well, yeah, especially now in the wake of these this agro-terrorism, where we've seen Chinese nationals attempt to smuggle in these agro-terrorism weapons. And I know that's something we've talked about in the past. Is there any new developments on that front?
You know, there's many new developments. First of all, the Chinese nationals have used our university system against us. It's very clear when you have all these protests going on college campuses that are not peaceful, by the way, where they take over our campuses. And these college students, a lot of them being indoctrinated into this way of life to be anti-Israel, anti-Christian, pro-Muslim, pro-China operations. And President Trump has done some amazing things at the federal level. But, you know, again, when I was Senate president, you know, we banned ESG and DEI and all the things that our universities were right in the middle of here. Not only that, you know, we found that there were foreign nationals, Chinese and others, that were using sabotage and espionage in our university system, stealing our technology, stealing our trades. And so, yes, we continue to fight the biological weapons that they may want to bring over here to help destroy our agriculture. If you read the Trump plan, and Brooks will be touting that, I believe, on Friday also, but there are, I think, six or seven categories of where the federal government's going to strengthen our security. and in agriculture. And so, and they mentioned that in there also, but between what the federal government's doing in the state of Florida, my ag law, which a lot of folks don't know, we have a division here in the state of Florida. We have 285 sworn officers. And, you know, we inspected the northern borders, but we also do investigations all over the state. We had a major fuel theft bust. When I say major, it was multi-state bust just a few weeks ago. And so we are continuously investigating. We are getting better technology. We're on the front lines to protect American farmers, in our case, in particular, Florida farmers. But these are things that we have to continuously be ahead of the bad guys on. And thank God, again, we've got President Trump in the position he's in, because he's taking executive action to be able to do these things. What I hope, Bob, and this is the big problem, I hope that the Congress will finally pass some of these executive orders that are very meaningful long-term to our country. And because if they don't, the next time you get a liberal president, they're going to come in and undo them in the stroke of a pen. So if Congress will do its job now, President Trump is setting us up to be a much more secure country, obviously not only in agriculture, but across all spectrums. And it's very important, and it's very important that we get this right.
You know, one of the great things that you helped to bring about was protecting and preserving these family farmlands, et cetera, in the state of Florida. Is there something that maybe, you know, the Secretary Brooke Rollins that you may be able to share with her and they could use, you know, on maybe nationally?
Absolutely. Our Rural and Family Lands, Bob, we've talked about this many times on your show, is an amazing program where we buy development rights from these local farmers. And in the state of Florida, we've been very aggressive. Since I've been Commissioner of Agriculture, we've acquired over 200,000 acres of development rights, meaning those properties are still owned by the farmers. The federal government could stop its processes that it's doing. It's very convoluted, takes many, many years to put things together. They could stop that and start funding these types of programs, like in the state of Florida. And I don't know if other states have these programs. Clearly, we have touted it so much in the last few years. Many other states are not only inquiring, but they are starting to set up this model also in their state. So the federal government could block grant dollars to the states where we would have plenty. You know, this year I got $250 million in the budget for this project. And in the last three years, I think I'm at $700 million. So we're making some good headway. And but if the federal government, you know, they could bring in billions of dollars on an annual basis, we could really make some headway to preserve our wildlife corridor. And again, I say this many times, but the only way our grandchildren's grandchildren are going to have the same quality of life that we have had and the same opportunities that we've had if we save the wildlife corridor here in the state of Florida. The Rural and Family Lands Program is the most effective way to do that, and that is something that I'll be talking to the Secretary about on Friday.
Yeah, and you know, you've got challenges ahead of you, and but you know, we've identified some of those. What else do you kind of have on the agenda that you'd like to accomplish?
On the agenda overall, I think the biggest thing was that I think there's been a lot of impediments to farmland here in the state of Florida. One of them has been our utilities have been buying up a lot of farmland and putting solar fields on them and good prime agriculture land. And so this year's farm bill, you know, we said that all solar farms, all of them, the first one in Florida opened, the first commercial one was in 2009. Every one of them, the Department of Agriculture gets the first right of refusal to purchase those properties. And then we will remove the development rights on them and put them out for a surplus, which would be part of that Rural and Family Lands. So starting in about, 15, 20 years, when these solar farms start getting decommissioned on farmland, we're going to make sure we preserve those open spaces and put that back in the farmland. And I think as you think about agriculture in the state of Florida and in the country, we have to preserve our agriculture. We can't give in to the ESG lenders, which we banned this year in our Ag Farm Bill. You can't give in to these myths of, you know, net zero 2035, net zero 2050. You cannot put your agriculture out of business. A country that depends on imports for food is a country that can be defeated, right, at any time. And, you know, during the pandemic, We learned many things about our nation, and it was where our weaknesses are. We cannot allow agriculture to go by the wayside as something that's not important. And you have many people that think, oh, agriculture's, you know, polluting our environment and stuff. It's just not true. And so we're going to continue. We've upgraded all of the best management practices books at the Department of Ag in the last 2 years. We have made major strides to protecting agriculture in the state of Florida. We need that kind of cooperation at the federal level. I'm going to talk to Brooks about that. I met with the president last week, just briefly mentioned it to him. He's on board. And so I'm hoping to get a national movement. And if nothing else, maybe the president will do some executive orders, and then we'll be able to, push Congress into passing some of them.
Well, we're glad you're on the front lines here, and hopefully at the national level they'll welcome you with open arms, and you'll have a great dialogue with the secretary. I'm sure you will. And we appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.